All right, I'd like to call this meeting of the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees to order. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming. It's good to see you. We are going to go ahead and look at our agenda and entertain a motion to approve the agenda as is.
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Donna seconds. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and with that, we have public and guest remarks. Do you want me to let anybody else who has remarks go first? Anybody have any remarks you'd like to make before I have my little remark?
Well, thank you for dinner. I do have a request, and I know all of you are involved with other libraries too, Tallahassee and Saltville, but if you have any extra books that you would like to give away, that you don't want anymore, cluttered up your house, I'm sure all the friends could use them, but we could use them here too. We need newer books, so, and we're looking at ways to raise more money. We've got a couple of things that I'd love to be able to report on tonight, but I haven't heard back from either one of them, so I can't do that. But it's just a pleasure to be associated with the library.
Well, we appreciate all you've done in just the short time you've been in as the Friends President.
We have some really good workers, and next time, like Rose, I think, told some of you that we hope that everybody will bring someone with them to our next meeting. You know, we've got all these friends out there that pay us, you know, give their money, but they don't attend meetings. Like most people don't want to attend another meeting, but we hope they start doing, because we want to get everybody involved if we can in some way.
Well, I've been really impressed with what I've seen with just the book sales and how those are going.
Well, we're having more book sales. We're having another one Saturday. There's no reason, when we can, there's no reason not to do it on a Saturday. And on what when did we meet, Rose?
Tuesday.
Tuesday night. And we decided that on the Thursdays in July, we would have a book sale, because that's when the library's full of people. So we're going to have a book sale then too.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And aren't you doing like two on Saturdays, two Saturdays a month?
First and third.
And then we're doing this next Saturday too.
That's great.
Yeah, I think all we have to do really is put it on Facebook, and people look at it, and they come, and they spend money.
That's great that you all are doing that. We do appreciate all the support that the Friends give the library, because we can't do it without the Friends groups.
And I'm looking forward to meeting with the other libraries, with the Friends. Sometime.
Well, thank you. Anybody else have anything? Or am I good to go?
Good.
All right. So this evening we have somewhat a somber occasion. We are saying goodbye to our board member, Donna Rupert Greer. We have this little certificate of appreciation for you.
Thank you.
And we have a gift from the library here. And appreciation for your many years, 5 years of service.
Oh, my goodness.
That they've put together. And we just want to say that, you know, it has been a pleasure serving alongside you.
And that is a one of a kind. There is no other tote bag like that. You have the one and only Smith County Public Library logo tote bag.
So we thank you for your efforts. You have only missed two meetings in 5 years, and that is to be commended. So we appreciate the parade efforts and the nonstop advocacy that you provide in the community. So we will miss you.
I greatly appreciate this, and I will miss you all, but you won't be rid of me. I'll just show up at random times. And I will say that, you know, we have come a long way in 5 years, and it's been very phenomenal. And I mean, this is the best board in the county. So thank you all very much.
Well, we have a lot of fun. It has been a good time.
Yes, it has. So. And thank you for thinking about me and the gift, everything. It's just really special. I appreciate it very much.
We appreciate you.
And I'll miss y'all.
Well, yeah, we are not rid of you, though. We will look for other opportunities and ways to involve you in the library. So be on the lookout.
Well, thank you all very much.
Okay. Appreciate it. All right. With that, we will proceed with our agenda.
Okay.
First item after that is the approval of the minutes. You're good. I know. I'm trying to see what you got.
I love it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Y'all did a great job.
Lots of contributions from lots of people.
I love it.
That's a nice bag.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't get to all this stuff, did she? She was still digging.
Thank you for all the love.
Good job, Donna.
Yes. That's very appropriate.
And that bookmark was actually handmade. It did not come in that package.
It's gorgeous.
Helen made that.
That is beautiful. Oh, wow.
But we put it in there to protect it.
That is so nice.
Oh, I haven't seen one.
Okay. Oh, do you want me to pass it
around?
Well, there's Linda Ruth. Hi.
Oh, hey, there's some chairs over here.
Hello. Are you here for the board meeting? She's here for the. We'll welcome you to the board meeting if you'd like.
I wonder.
She's sweet.
Thank y'all for being so well.
See you, Linda. That's the bookmark that she got. If y'all want to see it. And those, what are the tags?
Those are the summer reading brag tags that the kids get those every week that they come. And so you have your own set of summer reading brag tags. Every week that there's a different one for every week, and they come every week and they get a little collection.
Well, I've lost my board. I'm going to wait a minute. You may keep going through your bag.
You didn't have to come over here. You just put a brush to you.
Helen, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was very nice. We've been through a lot.
Uh-huh.
Now everybody's going to want to quit with the prizes.
Uh-huh.
You're going to look good with that scarf around your neck, Don.
Any point in a storm.
Okay. Alrighty.
I move the Raspberry approved as presented.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, next we need to look at the April and May disbursements. We'll do one at a time. Let's look at April.
All right. So in April, there's a lot of normal stuff. We bought toner for printers. That was a little unusual. We did our microfilming of newspapers. That was unusual.
Oh, she's got to go to the restroom.
We bought computers. We bought a printer. We had to fix the back door.
Oh.
There was a lot of stuff, and we had to renew our QuickBooks subscription. So all of that is on Helen's Visa card.
Okay. Pretty basic in April here.
Yep. And then May, you start to see, as we're ending the fiscal year, we're just churning out a lot of stuff. So we did some outside groundwork, we bought supplies, we paid our attorney.
Now, what's the ALA guidelines?
That was when we talked about...
Thank you for visiting the Smith County Public Library. We will be closing within 23 minutes.
Oh,
the rest of the area is now closed. Please finish your projects and bring your final selections to the desk for checkout at this time.
That was when we were looking at whether we needed to have a new policy on sharing information with law enforcement or other. So I had drafted up that policy and asked Paul to take a look at it.
Okay.
In the end, we decided we didn't need to do that.
Okay.
So that's what that was for. For some reason, the digitization people broke it into two different bills. So the first one was $700, the second one was $434. We had, you know, together that was what we had allocated in the budget for those.
And how many microfilms did they do for that amount?
Do you remember how many pages? It was a year's worth of Smith County News and Messenger and a year's worth of Saltville Progress.
Oh, there was a couple thousand.
Yeah, it's pages.
Images?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they both...
We're going through there.
They microfilm it and digitize it on the website. Mm-hmm. So they created a special website for us. So they do both processes. I think that's why there are two bills.
Plus they also give us a hard drive.
And we, yes, there's a hard drive as well.
Hey, Patton, welcome.
Hey.
Grab a plate or have a seat.
You can sit there if you want. I just threw them all out there.
Oh, okay.
But you might want to sit beside Donna since it's her last night.
I can't believe it's your last night.
We are going through the disbursements, Patton, right now.
Okay.
We're on April and May disbursements.
So in May, you also see the cost for the fencing on the second page of May. 3T's fencing from Saltville. That $1,200 is the charge for installing the materials around the dumpster to be in compliance with the town ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And previously we purchased the materials, so that was just the cost for the installation.
Hmm.
We did our annual overdrive purchase. We are, as part of the consortium, we're responsible for, you know, buying at least $1,500 a year. So we had a little more money, so I spent a little more than that. And then just a lot of books in May as we were trying to get to the end of the fiscal year.
I noticed the hot spots and tablets, and I know in one meeting we had discussed our missing and non-returned hotspots and tablets. What is the status on all of those?
Well, right now we have 46 in service. We own 48. We have one suspended for not being returned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's both tablets and hotspots. So what you, when you, the bill you see there is Verizon for the lines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yes, we're down to 48, having started at 75.
Yes. Okay. Just because we had said we would revisit that at some point, and so I guess we're getting close to that point.
I don't propose to buy any more.
Okay.
You know, this year I did buy 10 more, and they just continued to not come back. And so I think we've invested as much as we need to invest. I think it's good to keep loaning them as long as we have them, but I don't think we should buy any more.
Right.
Is my suggestion. There is, you know, we bought them at a time when broadband hadn't yet reached the whole community, and we were filling a need. And we're still filling a need, but to the extent that our patrons don't bring them back so that others can use them, I don't think we have to continue subsidizing that.
Okay. All right.
So that amount will keep going down.
Okay.
As they are not returned, that line comes off our account and the amount gets smaller every month.
Okay. Do you all have any questions, Tom?
Can you keep those things in line by looking at a credit card and saying if you don't bring them back, you charge the card? I mean, that doesn't charge them anything. It just says you got to bring it back.
Yeah, we've never done that before, and I'd have to investigate whether we're allowed to do that because they were part of a federal program, and the federal program was designed to target people who couldn't afford internet.
But they all have cards.
Yeah.
And if you don't charge the card.
We used to I think we used to, once upon a time, ask for a $25 deposit whenever we loaned audiovisual equipment, the cameras and the projectors.
Not since I've been here.
Yeah. I'm told that once upon a time we asked for a $25 deposit that would be returned when the equipment was returned because it was so valuable and we were afraid of it not coming back.
All I was looking for was something to scare them into bringing it back. I wasn't looking to charge them for it. Mm-hmm. I was just looking to scare them to bring it back.
There'll be a consequence, mm-hmm. monetary consequence.
Yeah, it'll go on your card if you mm-hmm. don't bring it back. And mm-hmm. write them a letter or whatever it is. And say, mm-hmm. if you don't want to charge them, that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. But just scare them into bringing it back.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to look into how that would work with the grant program, right?
Yeah, we'll have to ask the E-Rate guys that we
okay.
pay to provide advice on these programs. We can ask them to see if that's allowable
okay.
under the program.
I mean, people might just say, well, I just wouldn't take them in. And,
Yeah.
And we do, I mean, in full disclosure, we tell people they have to sign an agreement the first time they borrow it. And it says, you know, this item costs this much money. And I forget what we put on there, $75?
For the hotspot?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hotspots are $75, and I think the tablets are $120.
So they sign that to say you will be liable for the $75 charge if you do not return this. There are also fees, you know, because they come in a really nice Pelican case, and so they have to pay for the case if they don't return the case. They have to bring them to the desk. If they return them in the book return, there's a $5 fine for doing that. So, I mean, and they sign all of that up front. But we did not ask for
And those cards. Fines are not forgiven.
No.
Those fines are...
Yeah, those are material fines.
Okay.
Those are not late fines.
Okay. All right. Do y'all have any other questions? Anne Margaret? Donna? Patton? Kaylin? Okay. Then let's have a vote to approve both April and May disbursements. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, now let's look at the financial reports for April and May.
If you look at the deposits first, those are the little short.
Yeah, there's quite a...
Yeah, so we had Mary and Friends of the Library mm-hmm. gave us $5,000 for this fiscal year to help pay for the renovations to this room that mm-hmm. we had asked them to help with. And so they gave us that check in April. Then we also just got a random donation through the website. And then in May, we've had several donations where we have all those local books upstairs, and we had accumulated a lot of money. And so Helen went through and cleaned up all of our money out of those envelopes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was $120 that we took in May from those sale of those local books.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
Was it $5,500?
I'll tell them about the other $500. So he gave me $5,000 for the Copenhagen room, and then another $500 for the. I was going to talk about that in the director's report.
Oh, okay, thank you.
That's okay.
All right.
Well, I counted all of our pennies.
You have to keep up with those. All right. So those are our income sources, and now we need to look at the way things are shaping up for the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah, it's been quite an adventure. I'm almost there. Sadly, I am still spending state money this month. I mean, this week I have more to do. But we will get through it. We have had the most important thing you saw when you walked in the door is we bought new furniture for this room. So this is the last time you will see these tables and chairs.
Mm-hmm.
All those boxes out in the entrance are the new tables and chairs. But because this room is being used for summer reading, we got to store them until this is all done, and then we'll put it all together and bring it in here. So the next time you come in. So that was our big end of year spending that we did. Together, the tables and chairs cost $15,700 and some dollars. and we have a little, and we've also bought, just in the month of June, we've bought more computers. We always have to be replacing hard drives and monitors, and so we just bought 8 hard drives and 8 monitors, right?
8 computers, 8 monitors.
Yep. So we'll, but I still have a little bit more of year-end money. So when you see the June, in July, when you see the June report, there will be no negatives. Right now, those are just down and over.
Let me see here. I'm looking. I don't know if, hold on. Okay. All right. So, just kind of looking down through here. Looks like I'm looking at the line items where we have a lot left over. And the ones where we don't have a lot.
Yes.
And so you're saying some of that will be spent in June.
Yeah. The state money has to be spent by by Monday.
Right.
So between now and Monday, I will spend the state money. It's only at this point, having Sheila paid another dozen state bills today, and so we have probably less than $5,000 that I have to spend by Monday.
So we have split out, I kind of am looking at the building repair local, and we have a separate line item for exterior and groundwork.
Yes, that's right. And the exterior and groundwork is over right now because we had to do the dumpster enclosure. Mm-hmm. But as you see, there are plenty of other accounts with money in them, so I will move that money.
Just flip that. Okay. Because we have $39.93 in building repair.
Right.
Out of $5,000, so we've...
Right, exactly.
Only used $1,007 so far. And while we have you here, thank you very much to the county maintenance department for all you do to help maintain our library, because there is a lot.
And we're still waiting on lights to probably take care of that money that you have sitting for
your
maintenance. I'm waiting on them to be delivered.
So we have, you know, we're grateful that we have a good relationship with the county, because that does help.
And it won't change me as Donna's leaving. I still love Rose just the same.
Well, we are grateful. We are grateful for that. So we don't have you here. So thank you, Dennis, for doing that.
And they were just here this week doing the monthly elevator check.
Oh, gosh. Got
the elevator and the fire.
That's how things started out for us, a dead elevator. Whew. Okay. Do you all have any other questions about any of these? Any of the financial reports, anything that you want to ask?
I just have a quick question about the periodicals, the magazines. That the budgeted is still unused. Do we not purchase many magazines? That's on the second basis.
It hasn't hit the bill yet. So EBSCO, we buy most of our magazines through EBSCO. Mm-hmm. And so Helen does that once a year.
I gotcha.
And so I think it just hasn't hit yet because we have renewed. But when did we renew them? In May. So I think the EBSCO bill hit in June. I don't think.
Yes.
So it will come. We have renewed all the magazines and all the newspapers. So it'll come out of the June.
And the ProQuest Heritage and Ancestry, I know that's...
Yeah, that's another one where we have paid the bill. They haven't cashed the check.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we paid it. Helen has called the woman 3 times to say... Well, we actually paid for it with the credit card to get our points.
So you're paying the credit cards?
Yes. And so we've paid with the credit card to... You know, get the points because it's fast, but they haven't processed the charge.
That's strange.
And so Helen has called them 3 times to say, why won't you please charge our credit card? And the lady...
It's pretty bad when you're trying to get the money and they won't take it.
And the lady says, well, I don't do cash. I'm trying to get the cash people to explain why they haven't charged
okay,
the card.
Well,
but we have done what we're supposed to
all
do.
All right, so it's just a matter of these vendors are not cashing their money. Okay.
Why they wouldn't
have it. Right. Tom, did you have anything you needed to... Patton, any questions on the... Okay, we don't have to vote to approve those, so we will move on. Let's do a director's report. Rose, I know you're excited to give this.
Always. So the first big important news I have to tell you is our new Saltville branch manager is Kristen Wheeler. So I'm delighted that she has agreed to take on this responsibility. She's already doing a great job at it. And so it'll be effective Sunday. She is our new Saltville branch manager. I have informed the town of Saltville of our change, and Kristen and I will go to the Saltville Town Council meeting on the 8th to make it public with all of the council members. And so we advertised 2 days ago a new, so now we have to hire behind Kristen for Saltville, the library assistant job, and we advertised it just on Facebook and our website. And yesterday we had 9 applications for the library assistant job. It's a part-time, 29-hour-a-week job. So we had 9 applications, and I haven't checked today. It's been a busy day, so I haven't checked today. Kristen, did you have a chance to check today?
I did. I think we have 13 now.
Oh, wow. So 4 more today. That's great.
Yeah.
And the ones I looked at yesterday were all people in Saltville or Chilhowee, so we were very happy that, I mean, literally, we put it up Tuesday, and yesterday we had 9 applications.
Wow.
So that was great. And we did it an online-only application, because my theory is if they can't find the application and
that's
apply
good.
Online, they're not going to have the skills we need to help our patrons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so far, 13 people evidently have figured out how to do it. So
that's great.
You just have to make sure that they've done that correctly.
Yes. Yes. So that's my first important news. I also wanted to say at the Mary and Friends meeting on Tuesday night, the Friends voted to support us for fiscal year 26 with $4,500. We had already received a $500 check for Tracy for books for summer reading. And then Beth gave me another $4,000 check that Sheila will deposit next week after July 1st. So this is the first time we've had a lump sum annual support from the Friends, and we're very grateful. That money will be to support snacks for the adult programs. Since most of all of Rachel's programs are kind of in that 6 to 8 window, and so having some snacks, is when people are here for a couple hours in the evening. So we have water and coffee and popcorn or crackers or whatever. And so that's, the Friends will be paying for that, $2,500 for that.
Nice.
And then $1,000 for books for Tracy to give out. And then $500 for hospitality. So when we host other libraries, when we host the school librarians here, we'll have that funding available. And then $500 for staff appreciation event. So we're very grateful for that.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Summer reading program is, as you can tell, in full
it's beautiful.
Flight. We've had great programs, great turnout. All 3 locations are going gangbusters. Kristen had Professor Wizpop this morning at 11 at the Wellness Center. Do you want to say anything about that, Kristen?
It was really loud. The kids loved it, though. He did really good. We had a pretty good turnout. We had, I think, like 62, so it wasn't too bad.
Great.
62, that sounds pretty big time.
Mm-hmm.
So when Heather did the petting zoo June 5th, and she had 650.
Golly.
Then she did a tea party the next week, and she had more than 100, 125. So she's had just
We've had great participation. Daredevil Dogs in both Saltville and Marion, also very popular. I think Kristen had 87 out on the town commons for Daredevil Dogs. So we've had really great participation and great turnout. So
that's amazing. The Pettings are 600.
I had family that came in from Richmond, and that was a hit for them.
Oh, wow. Well,
so they enjoyed that.
And
then the
that
tea
people,
party was beautiful.
I mean, it was.
I saw that online, and I was like.
And those kids were so cute. They all dressed up in their fancy clothes. Yeah. It was just adorable. The other thing I wanted to mention is we had the first meeting of the Makerspace Advisory Committee on June 16th. We had a really good turnout. Almost everybody we invited came. And so we had really great suggestions. Immediately, they jumped onto things that Heather and I hadn't thought through yet. The gentleman who has his own recording studio and is expert on recording studios said, well, you're going to have to think about, foul mouth lyrics, and you're just going to have a policy that prohibits that, because kids are going to want to come in here and they're going to be doing rap and it's going to be filthy, and you just got to put it right from the start. No, you can't do that here. This is a library. And so, I mean, Heather and I hadn't gotten that far, and they were already thinking ahead.
I haven't even thought about that either. Like.
Right. And then somebody else said,
and the t-shirts as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't print t-shirts with
t-shirts, yeah.
And then the 3D printing. Well, of course, you can't have guns or knives printed by the 3D printer.
Anything else that might fall.
Right. So, yeah, no, it was very, they were already ahead of us in thinking through the things that could go wrong. So that was terrific. And then they've made really great suggestions about equipment. And right away they looked at some things and said, you don't need a surgery. Take that off your list. You don't need that. And so, I mean, they really, they gave really good suggestions about, like, we had Brother sewing machines down there because those are the ones Heather's used with 4-H because they're very low cost. And they said, yeah, but they're going to fall apart. You need to buy something that's a little higher but is going to last longer, because if a lot of different people are going to be using it, it's potentially getting heavy use. So, and then they agreed to go off and do research. So Mike and Jackie Perry are doing research on the long arm quilting machine, and we'll come back. And so our next meeting is scheduled for July 14th, and I'll send out an invitation to members of the committee. But it was really great. Terry Hawthorne from the school system has volunteered, and he's already come back, and he's mapping out the space so we can figure out where everything will go. So, we had really great folks, and they made great suggestions.
That's exciting.
And then the other things I was going to mention were our furniture, which I've already talked about, and our dumpster enclosure, which Susie tells me meets the town's requirements.
I haven't heard any complaints, so.
Well, I did talk to Todd, and he said it was fine.
Yes.
So. Do y'all have any questions?
Anybody? Questions? No? No questions? All right. So I guess with that, if there are no questions, we can move on to old business.
Yes.
The revision to the bylaws.
Yes, please.
I noticed Tom's been reading those.
Here.
So you have three versions in front of you, at least.
Okay.
So when the last time we discussed this, you all asked for a change, so I incorporated that change. At the end of paragraph 2, it now says, neglect of duty could include failure to attend 3 consecutive board meetings without appropriate notification to the chair of the Board of Trustees, or failure to carry out the duties of a board member. I think that's the change you all asked me to make.
Okay. All right. And that was the change, the only change. So does anyone have any other suggestions for the bylaws? Because we need to approve those tonight.
Well, again, I ask you about can't we have a quorum of members present other than members in office?
So
So we discussed this a couple years ago, and I had talked to the Library of Virginia, and I went back to them again. They strongly recommend that it has to be a majority of your board. They say where they have boards that get into trouble, it's when they have small quorums, that the boards can kind of get divided and segregated if you don't keep a majority of your board engaged. And so you all are free to do what you want to do. The Library of Virginia recommends against having less than a majority as quorum.
The only reason I would bring it up is because it's more convenient for you.
Yeah.
I attend most of the meetings, so I don't have a problem with it. But.
It happens probably once a year that the world conspires to pull people away. So, occasionally it happens. It's not a problem for me.
It's not a problem for me.
Okay. So we don't have any other changes, because if we did that, then
yes,
we would have some problems. So we need to entertain a motion to approve these bylaws as presented to us this evening. So do I have a motion to approve these bylaws as presented, Patton?
Which one?
The final. She's given you three copies.
Which is the final?
The one that indicates the change at the end of the paragraph that says what neglect of duty, the definition in paragraph 2 says neglect of duty could include failure to attend 3 consecutive board meetings without appropriate notification to the chair of the board of trustees. Okay. That would be the one we would be approving.
Okay. The others are quite similar.
They are. That's the only change from those. So do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think for changes to the bylaw.
You need
to have
one a roll call. Okay. Aye. Ann Margaret?
Aye.
Donna?
Aye.
I'm an aye. Kaylin?
Aye.
Patton and
Tom? Aye.
Thank you very much. That passes unanimously. Now, let's move on to the Makerspace update.
Well, I told you a lot of that already. I will say that, there's a ton of stuff to be done to get this thing off the ground. We've already heard from the Wellspring Foundation that there's a particular accounting software that they use that we have to create an account on. And they said they had sent us the link, but none of us got the link. And so we're trying to sort that out with them. And then Helen will be very busy with procurement once we, I hope, some things we can start to buy now, but I hope when we have the July meeting, we'll kind of get those final recommendations and start getting stuff purchased. At that July meeting, we'll also try to kind of go into the room and maybe do some cleanup. There's still a ton of stuff in the room that needs to come out so we can get started, but everyone's very excited, and so I think we'll get it going quickly.
That was a great article in the paper.
Yeah, it was.
I had a chance to read that. I think that was very nice. Okay, so that is the update then.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to the Digital Navigator update.
Well, that one's less happy from a variety of perspectives. I think I've told y'all before, we're delighted that Maddie was able to go over and join the county administrator's office. Unfortunately, the grant I applied for is kind of in limbo since the money has been taken away by the administration. I've been waiting to see if we were going to get anything from DHCD, and there really hasn't been a single word about it. So my current plan is to approach the Smith County Community Foundation to see if they would agree to fund for a year a full-time digital navigator for us, hopefully bridge us to what I hope will be DHCD funding. But since they've been amazingly quiet about all of this, Alicia is covering it right now. We have Vivian back for the summer, and she can help out a little bit. But there's, the need is so great. We hear from people every day who don't know how to navigate an online site to deal with their Social Security or their Medicaid or job applications. You know, these are things with real life consequences. And so the need is there. And so we will, you know, need, I'm looking for ways to be able to try and meet some of that need. Sadly, I don't have better news on the digital navigator front right now, but...
Would that be something that could be a volunteer program?
I think if we had a full-time person, we could have volunteers under them. Mm-hmm. Because we take in a lot of personal information that we store on our internal system, mm-hmm. It's harder to protect people's privacy. A lot of people feel very vulnerable mm-hmm. because they come in and tell you whatever struggles they're having. And so by having an employee, I feel like I have, you know, procedures in place to protect patron privacy mm-hmm. that it would be harder for me to enforce with volunteers, I'm afraid. And so I wouldn't mind having volunteers work with the digital navigator, but I would want our digital navigator to handle that personal information and the record-keeping piece. But then we could certainly have volunteers do a presentation on something that they have expertise in. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Maybe
cool.
Next time, while funding is up in the air for it, could this be something that, you know, if you do approach the Smith County Foundation or whatever, could we start out as a part-time something for them to instead of having to lump in, you know, 30 or 40,000
and in benefits.
Yes. Yeah. Just thinking, you know, money's hype everywhere right now. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. That would be my fallback, to be honest. You know, what we learned with Maddie was we had her 2 days a week, Withville had her 2 days a week, mm-hmm. Bland had her a day a week, and so we really never got continuity, right? She was here for 2 days and then she's gone till next week. And so, you know, we could have a part-time person who worked part of 5 days a week. But what I learned from less than a year with Maddie is we need more reliability. We need more consistency when someone is just available. And beyond the one-on-one time with the patrons, there's also all of the work that has to be done creating programs, creating aids, creating resources to give to people. So, you know, if they're not willing to do the, you know, I costed out everything for the grant, so I know what I want to pay, I know, you know, what all the costs would be. So my going in position would be to ask for the full thing,
right.
And if they're, you know, if they are willing to do less than that, then we would do part-time just to have something.
Mm-hmm.
Something is better than nothing, mm-hmm. but having gone through this year with just part-time, I feel like, you know, we're kind of dying for full-time
mm-hmm.
to be consistent and to be available to people so that they can count on the fact that, you know, every week you can see this person in Chilhowee or Saltville or
Right, right.
So.
Okay, so no real action needs to be taken there.
Nope.
That's just our update. All right, do you have the language to go into closed session? At this point, for those of you who are visiting, we will go into closed session, and after that, we will come back in and do a budget approval. You're welcome to come back in at the end of the closed session. Okay, thank you for coming. I'm going to go ahead and read this. Okay, you can just vote from over there. I move that we adopt the following certification pursuant to the requirements of Section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia. We each hereby... I move the board go into closed session pursuant to Section 2.2-3711.A.1 of the Code of Virginia for the purpose of discussing personnel matters.
Get the door.
All right, just
I'm good.
Darn it, I forgot.
I'm good. I bought it. I don't need anything right now. I'm good. I am good. I'm good. Does Ann Margaret have a copy? Okay. She's got it.
Here you go.
thank you for the snacks this evening.
Yes, thank y'all so much.
Well, thank y'all, everybody contributed.
It was nice.
We can cut the cake.
Thank you for organizing the snacks for the evening.
I mean, there's cake.
And to everyone who participated.
Did we cut that thing off?